Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Jawad alayhi salam. This hadith is about the lady Fatima al-Masuma, the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. As you know, today is the birthday of the lady Masuma, and here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners on this most auspicious day, which is the birthday of the Lady Masuma. As you know, the Lady Masuma was the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Just a brief biography of her. When Imam Ridha alayhi salam was brought from the Arabian Peninsula and Medina to Iran and Khurasan by the caliph of his time, Ma'mun, to serve as his vicegerent and his successor. Shortly after his departure, the Lady Masuma, Imam Ridha alayhi salam's sister, she set off to go and meet her brother. She was unable to bear separation from him, so she decided to migrate and come and be with her brother. And as this story goes, she stopped in the city of Qum, and when she stopped there, she heard about the martyrdom and the demise of her brother Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Shortly upon hearing this, she became ill, and this eventually led to her demise, and she's currently buried in the city of Qum. Many virtues have been narrated regarding this great woman. One of these has been related in this beautiful hadith that we will recite for you today. In this hadith, Imam Jawad alayhi salam says, if somebody pays pilgrimage to my aunt with knowledge of her great station, then heaven will surely be incumbent upon and be necessitated for this person. This is a hadith has been narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam as well, in a similar fashion. Many virtues have been narrated for the Lady Masuma. For example, in one hadith, it's been narrated that somebody once came to visit her father, Imam Musa al-Qadim alayhi salam, to ask him some questions. When he arrived at the door of Imam Qadim alayhi salam's home and knocked, the person, the Lady Masuma came to the door and said that my father is not here. What work do you have with him? This person said, I have some questions for him. And she said that if you want, you can ask me and maybe I can answer these questions. So this person did. The Lady Masuma answered them, and the person departed. On the way, he chanced to meet Imam Qadir alayhi salam, and he told him of what had transpired. And so the Imam asked him, what answers did my daughter give you? And the person told him the answers and that she had given, and the Imam was very pleased and happy when he heard this. And he said, may this father be sacrificed for this daughter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of the Lady Masuma in the words of Imam Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.